Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Thanks so much. Bill Michaels Show continues on. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget a Quick Trip. A lot of great things happening, but the biggest thing right now is the Quick Rewards card and the Quick Fleet card. So if you are out there driving around, you are a professional driver, the Fleet Rewards program is fantastic for you. It can earn you all kinds of points for every gallon. Earn a free fountain drink, coffee, showers with just 50 gallons of diesel, CNG, or DEF. They have four-time multipliers for your points. And signing up is easy. All you got to do is download the app, the Quick Trip Fleet app, or the Quickstar Diesel Fleet app. If you're out cruising around, you see Quickstar, you can always grab that. The Quick Rewards Fleet app. That's Quick Rewards Fleet app. Go there and check it out. And by the way, when you talk about today, if you're stopping in, today, $1 on the Karuba Gold Coffee, any size. Stop in and tell them we said hi. That is our friends from Quick Trip. So the Bucks streaking towards the second round of the postseason. And we just heard from Steve Novak a little while ago and said, basically, look, it's throttled down. For those that even considered momentarily saying, well, they got this without Giannis, nah, baby, nah. It is the postseason. This is all about throttling down. You are going for it. You are knocking teams down, getting them out of your way. Hey, if you get a big lead and you can sit Giannis at the end of that ballgame, then by all means do it. But right now, it is throttle down. You continually hammer, make a statement, do whatever you need to do, get a comfortable lead and continue to move on, and that is it. And there's no more discussion about whether or not to sit him or anything like that. It's just get this thing done, get it out of the way. Boston is sitting there waiting for you. And I think, and I've said this before, and I'll say, see, do you feel the way I feel that Boston is the team to beat? That if, yeah, I shouldn't say if, slap my face. When they knock off Detroit tonight, because I picked the Bucks in four, I said right away, Bucks in four. This series coming up with Boston, that this is the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you feel that confident that this is? I think Toronto's a good team, but the Bucks just match up better with them. I think Al Horford's given them problems. I think Kyrie Irving can be a tremendous closer and really give them all kinds of problems. But do you think that Boston is the better matchup? That Boston is the team that might give them a few more fits? That Boston is the team that that really this will be the Eastern Conference Finals, in many opinions, with the depth that they have. Now, they're not as deep as the Bucks. I had mentioned that earlier. You know, Kyrie and Al Horford are tremendous. Rozier came off the bench, gave him some quality minutes, that kind of thing. But I just feel that this Boston team matches up better. They knocked the Pacers, and it's not like they blew the Pacers out. You know, they beat them by 10 in the first game. What was it, 84-74, 9 in the second, 99-91. By 8 in the third, 104-96, and then 110-106, they knocked the Pacers off. But I give them credit. They won four straight. They took it to them, won four straight. You can't take that away. You can't say, well, the Bucks would have beat them much, much easier in four. Who cares? This team did it, man. This team did it. Give them credit. You know, Morris coming off the bench, giving them 18. Hayward coming off the bench, giving them 20 in the game yesterday. I look at Brown and Irving and Horford and Tatum and Baines. And look, Baines is just more of a body in there, kind of, you know, trying to get himself a block every now and then, maybe a rebound. Doesn't play a ton of minutes. They actually mix the minutes up, as a matter of fact, you know, when they bring in Morris and they bring in Hayward. So, and Hayward's more of a, he's not a power forward. He's more of a shooter on the outside. But I just don't think that the Boston Celtics are as deep as the Bucks should they need to go to the bench. But you're playing Kyrie Irving 37, 38 minutes a game right now. And that guy can be cutthroat. But I still believe that this is the Eastern Conference Finals coming up. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program also brought to you by our friends over at Cousin Subs. And Cousin Subs want to remind you that they use all the Wisconsin cheeses. And now they have even better Wisconsin mac and cheese with toppings like bacon and turkey and ham and whatever you want to throw on there. And you can get it as a meal. You can get it as a compliment to a sub, whatever it happens to be. They use the Wisconsin cheeses, sticking with the heart menu, sticking with the hometown team. That is our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I want to know, do you feel that this is going to be, the next round is going to be the actual Eastern Conference Finals? Jim says simply yes. Our buddy Wes, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I'm a little bit fearful of Boston because they've got the mentality that they've been there, done that. While the Bucks have had to try to hurdle Boston the last few times and haven't been able to do so, they get one win under their belt, and that will be fantastic. But until they win in Boston, this is going to be a hard-fought series. I agree. It's not just because they beat Boston at home. You know, had they had another home game to go to, they'd probably won it, but they didn't. And they let it escape from them last year. So that's why this year, this is the reason you wanted home court advantage, but you got to steal one on the road. You got to roll into it with a little more confidence. You got to steal one on the road. 855-830-8648. Agree, disagree, that this next step is going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. This next round for the Milwaukee Bucks Eastern Conference Finals. Not sitting anybody. Bob says, what about sitting Giannis at least for a little bit of this game because I believe they can win without him? No. Look, you get a big lead, sit him. You go through his regular rotation of minutes, sit him. But I'm not sitting him just because I believe that they can win without him. This is what you play for. You play for postseason basketball. You go in, you keep everybody sharp, you move the ball. If you get a big win and you know this thing's in the bag, go ahead and sit him. Start resting, guys. But beyond that, no. No. KJ hanging out in West Dallas. KJ, what's going on, man? I knew you'd have something to say about this series.
Hey, yeah, man, I got a lot to say about this series. I think the big key for the Celtics series, Bill, in my opinion, is that Brook Lopez has to have a huge series. And what I mean by that is he's going to have to hit those threes like he's been doing all year long. And he's going to have to get Al Horford from clogging the middle because they're going to clog the middle on Giannis. That's what they did last year. So that's going to open up things down low for him to have a driving lane to the bucket. Bledsoe is going to be just monumental that he bounces back from last year's somewhat of a debacle against the Celtics, against Rozier. I think he's up for the challenge. I think he's going to have a monster series, and obviously Middleton hitting his mid jumpers, in the lane, that's going to be huge too. But I think Lopez is going to be the X factor in the Celtics series. If he can draw Horford out of that middle and the big man, the bigs out of the middle there, he's going to have enough room for Giannis to maneuver down low.
Yep. No, I would agree, and appreciate the phone call. The fact that Giannis played 28 minutes in the last game, like you had mentioned, Middleton with the mid-range jumper. Middleton was 3 of 6 beyond the arc. He was actually shooting the ball pretty well, but 7 of 13 from the field overall. He was hitting his shots. Brook Lopez, 8 of 13, 3 of 7 beyond the arc. That was nice to see. Bledsoe, 0 for 4. You'd like to see him hit a couple of buckets beyond the arc because usually he's been really good. So 8 of 19, not a bad day, but he wasn't perfect. He wasn't on. But you get big numbers out of Ilyasova, who was 4 of 6, 3 of 4 beyond the arc. Mirotić comes back, nice job, 3 of 5 from the field, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. He gives you 12 points along the way. Hill comes in, even though you'd like to see the number go up a little bit, you'd like to see 2 of 4 rather than 1 of 4, but 1 of 4 beyond the arc, 3 of 7 from the field, gets a couple of boards, defensive rebounds as well. Gives you five assists on the night, by the way, George Hill was. He was really a good, solid facilitator coming off of the bench. It was an all-around performance. Pat Connaughton, who was the star the other night, comes in, 2 of 6. Doesn't hit one beyond the arc, but gets you some boards, gets you a couple of assists, and he moves the ball around 4 points. But they were all quality minutes. And that's why I really believe that this next round, this next series, this next thing against Boston, this is the – don't get me wrong, when you win it, you still have an Eastern Conference Finals to play, and most likely it's going to be against Toronto. But I'm telling you, I think this is their toughest matchup upcoming with the Boston Celtics. How do you feel? 855-830-8648. Bucks back at it tonight, taking on the Detroit Pistons to close things out over in the Motor City to come back home, rest, relax, and a reminder – tomorrow night, we are on the road. We're going to be at Rare Milwaukee, Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee downtown. Tomorrow night, Malcolm Brogdon will be our guest live and in person. Hopefully, you are facing the crowd. 6 to 7 tomorrow night on many of these same stations. Take a listen. Looking forward to it. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Find it over on Twitter and MKE B-Ball Hour and all the social media networks to find all the updates. I want your thoughts. Is this upcoming series going to be, in your mind, the Eastern Conference Finals? The best of the best. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bucks fans, where are you at? Or are you just anticipating tonight? I'm looking forward to tonight, because tonight caps getting out of the first round. How big of a sigh of relief is it going to be to get out of the first round? Or are most people just going, they should beat Detroit? Isn't this what you played for? Isn't this what you fought all season for? Was to get a decent walkthrough when it comes to the first round of the postseason. And that's even a little bit banged up without one of your quality players in Malcolm Brogdon, who got you there. Mirotić, who was just getting worked back into a rhythm. Now you get ready for Boston. And Boston has been the nemesis. But isn't this what you worked for, getting out of the first round of the postseason? Because I get some Bucks fans that say, well, you know, it's Detroit. Well, let's see what they do against Boston. How long are you going to stand on the sidelines with your arms folded going, show me something? Aren't they showing you something? They are. Now, let me go through this, okay? The odds to win the 2019 championship here. Golden State is number one, the odds on favorite to win, which they should be at 4-7. Number two, the Milwaukee Bucks. Number two, the Milwaukee Bucks, 5-1, followed by Houston, Toronto, then Boston, Philadelphia, Denver, and Portland. The conference odds. The number one team most likely to win the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks at 11-10, followed by the Raptors, then the Celtics and 76ers. What about this aren't you getting? The Bucks and the Pistons, by the way, tonight's game, other than the over and under, has been taken off the board to win the series. It's been taken off the board. Same with the Orlando Magic and Toronto Raptors. But aren't you? Isn't this what you've been kind of waiting for all season long? Get out of the first round. Isn't that what we said? Give me the top four and get out of the first round. Well, they gave you the top team overall in NBA. Exceeded your expectations. Get out of the first round. They should close it out tonight in a four-game sweep. Exceeded your expectations. You got to get on board now, right? You got to get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Mark says, I'm worried about Toronto. Leonard is the difference between Boston and the Raptors. I would completely agree. I get it. But I'm more worried about just there's always been something about the way Al Horford has played, Kyrie Irving has played against the Bucks. Horford, for whatever reason, just comes up big. Just always has come up big. Tatum is kind of that X factor. He can be a guy that can give you 35 minutes, give you 20 points out of nowhere all of a sudden. He's knocking them down. He can get the thing about Tatum is he gets to the free throw line a lot. And he can put up the 3 points. But Al Horford and Kyrie Irving have always been kind of a thorn in the side. Rozier can come off the bench and give you some stuff. So can Morris. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. If you want to chime in on Twitter, as many of you are doing, @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. Track us down there. Again, @Bill_Michaels. We want to hear from you. And then from there, you can go ahead and give us your thoughts. I just think, as much as I like Toronto, and I do like Toronto, Toronto lost that first game to the Magic. They got punched in the face, and after that, they really kind of woke up. They struggled the other day with them, a couple of games ago, as a matter of fact, in Game 3, where they got a 98-93 win. But for the most part, they've been able to handle the Magic. So they come up tonight. Kawhi Leonard, he's as tough as tough gets. They've got a good team. I like what the Raptors put together. And especially, we had Pau Gasol on last week, who was talking about possibly playing against his brother, Marc Gasol, who they picked up. But he, you know, last game, he's 1 of 3, 25 minutes. Nothing special, nothing over the top. Kawhi, that whole thing runs through Kawhi Leonard, who, what do you have, 30, 32 or something like that against the Magic, I was reading, 32, 34, something like that. Kind of runs through him. Powell gives you 16 off the bench. Serge Ibaka, he's solid player. They're deep, though. They will go 10, 12 players deep. They're a lot like the Bucks, but their bench depth is not anywhere near as quality. When you put Moreland and Powell and Miller and Van Vliet, you put them all together, they're good, but they're not the same bench depth, the same guy in and night out as the Bucks give you. 855-830-864. Let's go to Doug listening to us in Green Bay. Doug, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks for taking my call right away.
My pleasure.
I see this series with the Celtics. If the Bucks can stay clean, you know, keep the games clean, keep it from being a dirty game. What I mean by dirty game is a lot of loose balls scrapping around, flopping around all over the floor, and a lot of banging underneath. The Bucks got to stay away from that because I think that's what the Celtics are going to look for. They try to beat the Bucks up. Bucks got to hit their shots, you know, get an offensive rebound when they can, but, you know, hit the boards on defense. But you can't let Boston be getting a bunch of offensive rebounds and stuff like that. That it'll get a real dirty game, and I think the Bucks will be hurting after that. You got to keep it clean.
Nope, I would agree with that. And the other thing that the Bucks have been able to do is not, as you would say, keep it clean. The Bucks have been able to really stay out of foul trouble because teams are getting extremely physical on the inside with Giannis. I appreciate the phone call. They're getting extremely physical with Giannis. The other aspect of this is, and Pau Gasol alluded to this last week on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, they've kept their head. They have not. I mean, you haven't seen them go after Bledsoe, and Bledsoe loses cool because he's probably the more likely guy on the team to lose his cool. He hasn't lost his cool. Everybody's kind of stayed calm. Give us your best shot. If it's going to get physical, we'll get physical, but we're not going to get stupid. Most of the stupidity has been with the Detroit Pistons. The Bucks, and then again, you're in command. You're in control right now, so the Bucks know that this is coming. But you get into a series where it's back and forth and back and forth. You don't want to be that aggressor. You want to be the physical team, but you don't want to be that aggressor when it comes to stupidity, and they've been able to kind of hold their heads. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Asking whether or not Giannis should play is the dumbest question. I completely agree. Completely agree. And by the way, for those of you that have been on Twitter, it's a trolling question. So just so you know, okay? Brian says, a big series coming up against Boston. We need to limit Al Horford. His ability to stretch the floor opens up everything for the Celtics, and he can pass the ball very well. I'd like to see Ersan match up with him. Great point. Great. Sometimes it's the things you don't see as far as the scoring numbers go that you are absolutely positively right. No doubt about it. This one's from Adam writing in the Wendy's email inbox. Guys, Boston is the team to beat hands down. I believe that Kyrie Irving is one of the best players in the NBA when he is on, and right now he is on and he's feeling it. Bucks in 5 over the Celtics. I was going to say Bucks in 5 or Bucks in 6. I might have to go Bucks in 6 because Boston does scare me a little bit in the sense of I think they can go a little more toe-to-toe with the Bucks, and then Bucks in 5 over Toronto after that for the Eastern Conference Finals. but I'd probably say Bucks in six against Boston, and that's with the Bucks winning one on the road, obviously. This is from Don. Don writes, a lot of faith in Giannis. You talk about the MVP. He is going to play like it. He will step up and show the rest of the Eastern Conference why he should be considered the MVP, and he will be the dominating force. I think Giannis can do it in many different ways. Giannis doesn't have to drop 50, but at some point he may. He may just go off and drop 50, but he doesn't have to drop 50 because teams are taking it to him so physically, collapsing on him so physically right now. If guys around him start hitting their shots and consistently, I mean, if you get, let's say Brogdon does come back and start hitting his shots. Let's say Mirotić starts hitting his shots. Let's say Brook Lopez starts hitting a little bit more consistently from the outside. The big men, you're going to start pulling some of those big men out of the middle, and you're going to allow Giannis a lot of one-on-one down low. Now, teams are not trying to allow that to happen because they want at least two-on-one or three-on-one when Giannis gets the ball. But you're going to see more and more, if those guys hit their shots from the outside, you're going to see more and more of the big starting to come out a little bit, trying to get a hand in their face, and that's going to leave Giannis a little more open hoops, and you're going to see him drop a 50 spot at some point. At some point in this postseason, I'm kind of thinking about it. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts on all of this. Hey, the other question we have coming up here after the bottom of the hour is a few Badger fans. You know, I know there's a consideration right now to put beer in Camp Randall and over at the Kohl Center. And some kind of sit back with their arms folded going, no, that's not the way you do it. It's about the kids. Well, when a lot of your programs are sponsored by Bud Light, not just Dr. Pepper and the national championship spotlight, Bud Light and other beers and other adulter entities, if you will, even though adulterers is not a word. Why are you not selling it indoors? Why are you not putting it in the suites? Why are you not, you know? I think it's crazy. It's an untapped revenue source, and I think teams should be able to do it, but they're considering whether or not to sell beer at Badger games in the stadium. Do you think they should be selling beer in the stadium? And I have a feeling I know where this question is going to go. And I think it's just simply undeniably yes. I mean, you promote tailgating around the stadium in which you have other beverages being consumed. So why not inside the stadium? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Badger fan, if you're a season ticket holder, you're going to Badger games, I guess the question becomes, do you want the revenue? Should they be selling beer at Badger games? Yay, nay, or indifferent. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Oh, how ironic. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Wednesday Night Live back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion coming up the last Wednesday in May. It all gets underway. Rebel Grace takes the stage. Cannot wait. Looking forward to it. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More coming up. Should we be drinking some more beer out there at Camp Randall? Yay or nay? More after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We have not addressed campus with it. I just read about a couple other schools going in the Big Ten that are going to do it. So it was fresh on my mind, and we just had a discussion. Some of my staff and I had a discussion just prior, right the day before the town hall meeting, where, you know, that could solve a lot of problems with, you know, some issues that we've had with tailgating late and then coming to the game late and that type thing.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Barry Alvarez. Some other schools in the Big Ten are getting ready to serve some adult beverages at their games. Badgers contemplating doing it. And as Barry said, hey, if you can't buy one in the stadium, people are going to stay outside a little bit longer and drink. Getting people into the stadium, obviously generating revenue. Well, one of the biggest arguments about getting people into the stadium hasn't necessarily been, you know, the fans themselves. It's been the student section. So I think more so that's kind of a separate issue. And I'm hoping to God, everybody blames it on the procedure to get into the stadium. They need to fix that. Year after year after year, we talk about, you know, the bad aesthetics. When you look at a big game and they always pan over to that student section and it's three quarters empty. Three quarters of the end of the stadium is empty. And people say, well, it takes so long to get in. Well, if that's the case, then they need to figure something out. And if it's the students just arriving late and leaving early, they're only coming for jump around and then they're taking off, well, then shame on them. But regardless of whatever the actual reasoning is, it's bad. And they need to fix that. If the students are outside getting loaded, which we know drinking goes on, but they're not of age, this is not going to mean anything to them anyway, as far as serving alcohol in the stadium, because they can't buy it there anyway. So I wouldn't use the getting people into the stadium argument too liberally. I think it's just about generating revenue. 855-830-8648. Now, if you are a Wisconsin season ticket holder or a Wisconsin Badger fan that goes to games, do you think they should go ahead, break down, and say, look, it's time? You know, some of the things that we were believing in, a little bit antiquated. We understand it, very noble, but all in all, this is a money-making procedure, and we're going to start selling alcoholic games. Should they be doing it? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Although I will say this, and many of you have brought this up, that getting out of your seat, getting down underneath the stadium and to a concession stand and getting back in a reasonable amount of time has been tough. And the renovations at Camp Randall have helped that somewhat, but it is still a venue that takes a little bit of time to get through. I'm not denying that whatsoever, but give me your thoughts. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Billy, good morning. Happy belated Easter. Happy Monday, sir.
You too, pal. What's up?
You know, Bill, I was at Whitewater, I believe, last year. I think it was the year before last. They thought about it, and it was going, because I remember getting a script earlier in the week, and it was on there, and on Friday, they nixed it. The bottom of the ninth inning, and even at Whitewater, they were thinking about doing it, but in the bottom of the ninth, for some odd reason, they nixed it. But it would be a great revenue source, like you said. And the fact is, Bill, all them college students are sucking them up anyway at house parties before right. games or tailgates or in the front yard or volleyball games or beer pong or whatever they're doing. So the only thing I would say that they have to do then, Bill, they're going to have to hire trustworthy attendants to serve the beer, to check IDs and everything. But you know them students, Bill. We were college students, and you were. You're going to try and get that underage with that fake ID. I mean, that would create maybe an issue on that, but as far as the revenue source goes, absolutely. Go ahead and do it. I agree with it 100%. Buddy.
Yeah.
Go Bucks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Billy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Tim in Fredonia drops off. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you, 855-830-8648. Whether or not the Badgers should be selling beer at their games. And I think most people are resigning themselves to the fact that, yeah, go ahead. Not a big deal here.
I've been saying for a while, and this is really simple when it comes to fake IDs and stuff.
Yeah.
When you get tickets, because you get the whole package, it comes in the mail before the season even starts.
Right.
So if you're over the age of 21, you should get mailed not only tickets, but a wristband that you can put on. And then all you got to do is go up there, buy the beer. If you got the wristband, there you go. And then if you're in the student section and a cop sees you drinking beer and you don't have that wristband on, there's your ticket. I think it's as simple as that.
Or once you get there and you're going through the gate, put a wristband on if you're over the age of 21 or whatever.
Well, that means you'd have to check IDs. But the thing is, you have a wristband that you can wear throughout the course of the season. I don't know what kind of material you can make it out of, but it could be a reusable wristband. And then all you got to do is just put it on, and then you're good to go. Because if you try to do that at the gate, then you're going to be checking IDs, and it's going to be taking forever to get into the damn stadium.
I get that, but if you get wristbands that aren't specific in some kind of hologram situation, they'll duplicate it. They'll go out and find wristbands that they can sell that, you know, if the day of the pink, the wristband of the day is the pink one, then they'll go out and get pink wristbands, and everybody will have one. Because I don't think everybody checks the particulars on the wristband. You know what I mean? They'll look and see if it's got a Badger logo on it or a helmet or whatever. I don't know.
Well, I'll leave it up to the Wisconsin Badgers to figure out what kind of technology they want to use so that way there are no duplicate fabricated wristbands. But I think the wristband thing would solve a lot. And again, if you're caught drinking alcohol without the wristband on, you're going to get a ticket and you're going to lose that beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a no-brainer. And after all, you know, you walk around campus. I mean, you go into the student unions, for crying out loud, in Madison. They sell beer. So, like, I don't really know what the difference is. Camp Randall,
I know.
Kohl's Center, you should be able to get beer there if you're over the age of 21.
I agree. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Nancy listening to us in Madison on the Zone out there. Nancy, how are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Just wanted to weigh in on this. I like going to games and not having to worry about getting a beer spilled on me, though.
Yeah.
And I like to take kids with me and have them enjoy the athletic games and not have them exposed to a lot of that rowdiness that would happen, like maybe at a Brewer game or something, with alcohol being served. We're there to watch great football and cheer on our team. We can drink before, we can drink after, but I like being at the game and not having that environment around me.
Okay. I mean, do people come in that have already been drinking that sit near you?
Maybe a couple, but usually, you know, it's not like I'm in the student section, which would be much different.
Right.
But
that's what I'm saying. Is it that bad to where people are coming in hammered already, or?
No. Okay. I think there's, you know, for the most part, people sitting around me are alumni or maybe in their 50s or 60s, and they to enjoy the football game. So, you know, at least the people that I'm seeing aren't ones that would be drinking a lot anyway. If they would, maybe get one.
Mm-hmm.
But that might change the whole atmosphere, too, if alcohol was served. I don't know.
Right.
But I have another idea that I've been trying to get Barry Alvarez to consider. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like there to be, like a student section, but a faculty-staff section. And we could fill up quite a bit of that student section that is missing during the majority of the game.
Hey, if you guys would get in there early, I would be happy to see that. I want to see anybody get in there earlier than what they do.
Right. I think it would just be good camaraderie for the faculty staff and to support our athletes there. And other universities do have that. I was at a University of Georgia game with a friend that's a professor there, and they had that. It was a pretty cool thing.
Yep. No, I completely agree. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. No doubt. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Okay. Talk
all
to you
right,
later.
That's you.
Now, Nancy obviously is on staff out there. let's make it known. She's on staff out there. So the thought process to get people in and the drinking and such, she sounds like she wants the good, wholesome, fun family atmosphere, and she is on staff out there.
I mean, come on. Fans in general of any age, I mean, Packer games, Brewer games, Bucks games, are people walking in like blithering idiots, just drunk off their...
Some are, but very rarely that happens, where it's so intolerable that you can't enjoy the game. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's gonna change a whole lot. Student section might be a little bit more rowdier, but hey, that's fine. Again,
I just want to see him get in there. that's it. Just get in there. Let's go to Tom real quick in Eau Claire. Tom, how you doing today? What's going on, man?
Hi, Bill. Good morning. Afternoon, I guess it is.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I'm a season ticket holder for both the Badgers and Packers for about the last 25 years. So I get to all the Badger games every year and a couple of Packer games. I don't call myself a teetotaler at all. I probably drink more often than I should and maybe sometimes too much more than I should. Anyway, the difference in the Packer games and Badger games primarily is there's a lot of loudmouth drunks at Packer games compared to Badger games.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody drinks regardless of, you know, where they're doing it. But it's just so much more accessible at Lambeau, and it just seems to be a lot different atmosphere there than in Madison during the games.
Yeah, it's appreciate the phone call. And there is. It's a different atmosphere. That I won't argue with. It's a collegiate atmosphere. Although I will say this, Lambeau Field's atmosphere, as many of my friends have come to Lambeau Field from all over the country, they say that's the closest thing to a college atmosphere you're going to get. Barry Alvarez selling beer at athletic venues. This is worth exploring, though.
You know, I think that discussion with our administration is down the road some. You know, I don't know if we're quite ready to lay things out with them, but, you know, they've always been good to listen. You know, I think we, in the near future, that's something that we have to move forward with and see what they're thinking.
I don't deny that. He said, you know, talking about whether or not allowing beer in would help that stadium get a little bit fuller earlier, I should say.
Well, I don't know if that would help it, but I just threw that out as a possibility. You know, instead of you don't have to tailgate. You can come in, and if you want to have a beer, you could have a beer rather than stay at a tailgate until sometime after kickoff.
Here's the thing. He doesn't have any hesitance in serving beer at athletic venues despite the drinking culture on campus.
There's no hesitance by me. There's just the belief of others and the alcohol committee apparently on our campus. But, you know, we've sold beer and wine in our unions forever, and I don't think that's the case in most schools. So you'd think we would be open-minded as far as serving at our athletic venues.
No doubt, and generating revenue that goes along with it. He also says that sales are happening everywhere else, and they haven't really been a problem.
The NC tournament sold beer. We sold beer at the Big Ten tournament. So it's getting more and more frequent. And I think, you know, you don't see any issues. I haven't read of any issues in athletic directors who have done it on their campus that I've visited with. Actually, you know, they've been very positive about it.
I think it's nothing but positive. Also, there's a financial impact of this.
Well, I don't think, it wouldn't hurt. Certainly, it would be a positive cash flow, but it's not going to make a difference in our budget.
No, but it certainly gives you a little bit comfort in the bottom line. And that also is something that institutions think about. Let's be honest. 855-830-8648. We've got more. We're going to come back. Also, we're going to talk about the 25th. Now that you've lost a couple of guys in Prochishka and Burns, now who is the last man in, the first man out type of scenario? The 25th, if you will. That is upcoming next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, the Wisconsin Biofuels Association reminds you that all throughout the state of Wisconsin, there are Wisconsin workers, there are Wisconsin farmers, corn growers, all right here. And you want to support the hometown team, don't you? Sure you do. For people that work here, live here, pay taxes here, shop here, go to school here, have families here. If you're going to fill up at the pump, don't forget you have the Flex Fuel, the E85, or the Unleaded 88. Both of which, through ethanol plants, are manufactured here in the state of Wisconsin and provided to you by the corn growers of Wisconsin as well. And like I said, the families are right here. Plus, it burns cleaner, can save you some money. Check it out for yourself. All the facts. The facts. The facts are at wibiofuels.com. That's, or excuse me, .org. That's wibiofuels.org. wibiofuels.org. And the ones that tell you it's bad for your car and bad for you in general are usually the ones that want you to buy the big oil companies. Not true. Check out wibiofuels.org and see for yourself. Just get the facts, and that's what this whole ad campaign has been all about. Save yourself some money, save a little bit of the environment, and put Wisconsin money back in Wisconsin. Keep it right here in our own backyard. So there you have it. It's from our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. The Milwaukee Brewers, when you look at the roster and you start to say, okay, because we were doing this, we've been doing this for a little while now, the 25th, if you will, as to the last player in, maybe the first player out with options. Now it's different because you don't have Prochishka anymore. You don't have Corbin Burns anymore.
Well, according to Robert Murray of The Athletic, it sounds like Prochishka is coming back up.
Well, there you go. So they're going to make a move there. Aaron Wilkerson is a guy that's got a couple of... You start looking at... And remember, they value options. They really value options. That's the big thing with the Brewers. And that was made clear to us when we were out there and had a chance to sit down with David Stearns. When you talked about, like, Domingo Santana, you said, okay, Domingo Santana, he's a guy that's been, you know, playing pretty well for you. He's ready to bust out, and he has. He's had a really good season. But what was the knock on it? Well, it was options. That's the big thing, is options. They love guys that aren't starters that have options. Adrian Hauser starting tonight for Milwaukee, getting his major league debut on the hill, going up against Jack Flaherty. And they need this one. Down in St. Louis, they're a game behind Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh tonight back at home facing the Arizona Diamondbacks over at PNC Park. So they, you know, Diamondbacks are 11-11. They're 7-6 away from Phoenix. Meanwhile, the Pirates are 12-7 overall, 6-3 at home. They play better baseball there. They got Godley on the hill. The Diamondbacks do tonight against Joe Musgrove this evening. And Joe Musgrove, he's a guy that ran into some bad luck. He had a couple of bad defensive plays, and He's 1-1 in the season, but a 0.81 ERA. So Pittsburgh going in already with the deck stacked, or the deck stacked. And meanwhile, the Brewers are taking on the Cardinals. And what has been a tough stretch since starting the season, I don't take that away from the Brewers at all. 3 games above 500, and you're still plugging away, but you are now bringing up a guy to make his major league debut because your pitching has faltered. So who was your last in and your first out? Your last in and your first out. Because, you go back to the options. Most likely it's Aaron Wilkerson.
No, Wilkerson pitched very well when he got called up here, not to mention he hit a home run. I'm going to go with Donnie Hart.
I was going to say, Donnie Hart would be my next choice.
Even though he hasn't given up a run, he has put on some base runners, so I would say Donnie Hart would be the first guy out.
Donnie Hart or Aaron Wilkerson? Wilkerson with two options remaining, Donnie Hart with one. So we'll see what exactly happens, but nevertheless, the Brewers 25th, sitting right there right now at the back of the bullpen. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free. But we are going to talk some Packers football, and we are now fast approaching the NFL draft. Don't forget, Thursday night, our draft coverage begins at 6 on many of these same stations. I'll be there with Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Brewer, the former Badger and Packer running back, and Paul Lemig, our Green and Gold analyst. We're going to be at the Q Club of Wisconsin live for the entire first round of this year's 2019 NFL Draft. We can't wait for that. Be a face in the crowd then, too. Come on out and join us. Paul Emig, he'll join us. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.